Whatever Goes brings us to 10 minutes past 8 on a Monday morning. And this is a special Monday morning. This morning we're talking to the Office of the Tax Ombuds, and we're talking to Mr. Russell Mamabolo from the Office of the Tax Ombuds, talking about tax season, which commenced in July. And you know, you often hear about the announcements from SARS about tax season opening and what you need to do. Well, Mr. Mamabolo, Russell Mamabolo from the Office of the Tax Ombud, is standing by to tell us. Russell, very good morning. Welcome to the show on this Monday morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Thanks very much for the opportunity once more to talk about the service that the Office of the Tax Ombud offers to taxpayers.
It's an absolute pleasure, and it's great to have you and to be able to tap into the information that you can share. And I think, Russell, let's kick straight off. Tax season, as I mentioned, started in July. What are the important issues that you may advise taxpayers to be aware of when they deal with SARS?
I think the most important information that taxpayers need to be aware of is, first, do not ignore the announcement. Mm-hmm. It's very important to take heed of the actions that you as a taxpayer needs to do in terms of making sure that you immediately act on that particular announcement, because mm-hmm. basically it's saying file your tax return. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to do. And in terms of a number of responsibilities, we say that each and every taxpayer must take responsibility for their own tax affairs. Right. Hence, you need to act now and be sure that you pay those or you file the submissions timely, because come October we see it as a bit far. Mm-hmm. However, time flies, and already you don't want to find yourself just at the close of the filing season, and you are rushing, you don't have the required documents and so on.
Right.
And it is important, that taxpayers need to act on the particular announcement that has been made, announced by SARS.
It's almost a South African thing that we put it off, and then it's a mad scurry at the last minute, and you can't find this document, or you suddenly can't remember your e-filing password, or whatever the glitches could be. Russell, as the Office of the Tax Ombud, what would you say, which taxpayers' rights are important during the SARS tax season?
Yes, I think as much as we are articulating a number of taxpayers' rights, this particular period where it's a filing season, we're saying, look, it is important to be aware that even if you have filed and you are not happy with the feedback that you have received from SARS, and you have the right to dispute that particular assessment or the decision that has been made. It's your right to do that. You have also the right to ensure that SARS has correct information. So those two, for me, are quite important, especially during this particular period, because, do not just accept, but ensure that you read those documents or the feedback carefully, and you are able to, accept that definitely, I'm entitled to a refund, or you are supposed to pay SARS a particular amount of money. Mm. So those two for me stand out at this particular juncture.
And then as we have rights, we also have obligations. So what are the taxpayers' obligations? A question is, are we really obligated to pay taxes? They say that it's like death. Death and taxes are exactly the same. They're inevitable.
Yes, definitely. As a country, and with all the needs that are there for the country to implement, it's a definite that we need to oblige by those obligations that you need to do as a taxpayer. You are obligated to register for you have to register for, you know, as a taxpayer, it's quite important to do that. You also need to make sure that, you know, you honestly and accurately report, you know, on your assessment, and make sure that you do full and true declarations. And also, in terms of the contact details, you know, those are your obligations. The contact details, that is with SARS, you need to make sure. I mean, I keep on saying from time to time we lose our cell phones, we, you know, we move. And SARS need to know how to contact you. You know, that email address that you have included there, you know, your physical address, your contact telephone numbers, you are obliged to make sure that you update that information. So those are just few that I'm mentioning. But lastly, on this aspect, is that you also have a right to keep an obligation to keep your documentation that you have supplied, you know, with this assessment. You must keep it for 5 years, because at any given time, SARS can come back to you and say, look, we are looking for this information. You need to make sure that it is accessible and it is within reach, that you don't waste time, and that your matters can be finalized as soon as possible.
Right, right. And then what are typical wrongs that taxpayers do when they submit complaints to the Office of the Tax Ombud, and how would you advise them? You know, I'm guessing here you get all bitter and twisted with SARS because you think that they've made a mistake, but maybe at the end of the day, you've done something that they're needing more information, or you haven't submitted the forms correctly, and it turns out that maybe there isn't a case at all. So, you know, where do taxpayers often make mistakes?
Yes, I think from our side, we have noted a number of things. The first one being late submission, you know, on documentation, either to on the part of SARS, we've spoken about it earlier, and also from our side as well. You know, once you have filled, you know, the two-page documentation that you are forwarding to us, we need to make sure that that particular complaint that you are laying, you are registering with us, it's legit, it's correct. So there's a process, and at times you find that those forms are not completed properly. I mean, nowadays we know that each and every item on a particular form that you submit, you need to indicate. Even if you don't have information, or maybe that information is not applicable, we put that word not applicable. And so, you know, it is important, because we don't have to imagine, maybe you might have missed this, but we know definitely that this does not apply with me. You know, at times we also note that the taxpayers, they've disputed, you know, they are filing with the SARS or the assessment, and with the time frame that has been set for, you know, SARS to be able to look into that particular dispute, there's a proper dispute resolution process which has properly timed, and because you are also dealing with the system here, but you get at times taxpayers interfering with the process because you need to wait. If they say, look, we are going to look at your matter within 30 days, you have to wait up until the 30 days expires, and then that's where, you know, you come through. Because if you interfere, the system can recalculate, and you may find that your process just prolongs and it doesn't come to, you know, a conclusion. So those are typical mistakes that we normally see. And hence we say, you know, you need to make sure that you avoid them.
Yes, yes. So you've basically got to trust the system that, you know, if the system says your complaint is being investigated, then your complaint is being investigated, and you've got to wait for the period before trying to interfere with it. Then when can taxpayers approach the Office of the Tax Ombud with their complaints? You know, at what point have I now got a dispute with SARS?
Yes. Let's take it from what we were just discussing now, that they've given you a time frame for 30 days, you've disputed, or they've given you time frame or whatever engagement that you have with SARS. They've given you a time frame, you wait up until that time frame, and if you are not happy, then that's where you go again to SARS and register with the SARS complaint, complaint management office, the CMO. Mm-hmm. That's where you register your complaint, because you also you must understand, Wayne, that you also need to give them an opportunity for them to say, okay, yes, you are registering your complaint. Let us look at it, and they also will give you another time frame there. And if that time frame, lapses and there's no feedback, that's where you come to class. And because we prefer that first exhaust all the SARS complaint mechanism, and then you can come to us. Because when you come to us, then it becomes, our responsibility to make sure that we register that complaint properly with us. We look into whether it falls within our mandate, and we start looking at into this particular matter. The nice thing, Wayne, is that we do have access to the SARS system, and we can see your interaction that you've been making, and we can also, do a thorough investigation, come up with a proper finding and recommendation on how SARS need to update their information from their site, so that you get assistance and your matter does not just go way along without conclusion. So basically, that's what we are doing from our side.
And I suppose at that point, you could also then advise the taxpayer to say, look, your process is still underway, so please be patient.
Yes, definitely. Because remember, we will assign a person that will look into your matter. And that person, at this particular time, you will not be interacting with the system. So that person will be able to give you constant updates as well. And whenever there's information that will be required, they will call you, or you will also have their contact number in case you want to clarify something. So that two-way communication with that specific person, which will handle your case from start up until the matter has been finalized. Then we are sure that you would have received, the quality service that you deserve, and that at least you will receive a proper feedback from our side.
That makes sense. And Russell, last question. How can somebody, let's assume you've exhausted all the options, you've waited your waiting period, you've made all the inquiries, but you're still unhappy with what the outcome is. How do you get in touch with the Office of the Tax Ombud?
Yes, I think it is important to say that, look, we as the Office of the Tax Ombud, we have been established to ensure that, we help you not to spend too much of your money going to, courts and things like that. Because we have the capability to look into this particular, complaints that are registered with us. But this does not mean that if you are not happy at all, even if with our feedback, you can still decide whether to take the matter up somewhere else, either via a court of law and so on. So we are trying our utmost best to do the best that we can do. Like I've indicated, we do have access to the system. We know, we can see this information. And you can get in touch with us. If you need more information, go to our website. It's www.taxombud.gov.za, www.taxombud.gov.za. And we also have a toll-free line. It's 0800-662-837. And you can also send us an email to complaints@taxombud.gov.za. Wayne, lastly, our of importance as well, our services are free.
Right.
We do not, if once you get into contact with us, we don't expect you to pay a cent, because we're a government entity. We are giving this service for free to you as a taxpayer.
Okay. And in the interests of making the process of paying tax as easy as possible and as fair as possible, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So, well, Russell, thank you very, very much for the chat today. And we will pop this chat on our website as a podcast later on today, so that listeners can refer back to it if they've got any questions. And thank you very much for taking time to chat.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All the best, Owen.
And we'll chat again soon, I'm sure, towards the end of the tax filing season, because that's when things start getting complicated. But Russell, thanks a lot and take care.
Thank you.
Cheers. And that's Russell Mamabolo, who is the communication officer at the Office of the Tax Ombuds, and talking to us about filing season.